Welcome to Solo Cleaning School. Are you ready to reshape your mindset and grow your solo cleaning business? Step into today's class with your guide, Ken Carfagno, so you can win for your family.
It's almost Christmas. Welcome to the Solo Cleaning School. Are you excited? Two more days. Wednesday, December 25th is coming up. Don't be surprised. It happens to be the same day every year. And this year, I want to make sure that you will honor your gifts, the ones that you already have. I know that you want new things. Maybe it's trips and toys and electronics and great. Those are all wonderful. But those aren't the things that are going to make you happy. You've got things right now in your life that are gifts. Honor your gifts. Before I go into a story that's very pertinent towards Christmas, I want to share a Funny Papers edition for Christmas. I think you're really going to get a kick out of this one. It's really funny. It's one of my favorites. It comes from my buddy Steve Hansen. And I warn you, there is some singing involved. So here you go. Funny Papers with Somebody's Watching You. Did you ever feel this way?
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
My friend Steve Hansen of the janitorial store shared this story with me, oh gosh, about a year ago, and I have not been able to even think about the story without laughing hysterically. Here's the original version of the story that I heard. It's the quick one. Steve says to me, Ken, do you ever feel like someone's watching you when you're cleaning? I said, not really. The closest I ever came to that was when I'm cleaning in an office and I vacuum and walk past a mirror and I see myself thinking that it's a stranger and I get scared. But no, not other than that. And he says, well, I did. I was cleaning a bathroom and for months I felt like someone was watching me. And then all of a sudden, one time I was there, a guy falls through the ceiling and lands on the floor. I said, what? And so I had this vision of this homeless man, which, as he later explained, fell through the roof of the women's bathroom he was cleaning and scared the bejeebers out of him. I thought that was hilarious, obviously. But then I dug in more. I said, Steve, I need to hear the full version of the story. And I got the details. And it's slightly different than the first version I heard. I think I misunderstood it. Maybe the first version was way funnier. But this is the full story. I think it's just hilarious. I'll recount it. I mean, it's sad too. But here's Steve's recounting of the story. He said, my company was cleaning a shared office building with a common entrance. The upstairs was a therapist's office, and they worked all hours of the week. So she wanted the common areas left open. My company was cleaning downstairs twice per week. There are four bathrooms in this office, and I was still working with the crew at the time. You know, I assigned myself to a few bathrooms, and in a certain lady's restroom, I felt this strange sense that someone was watching me. This went on for months, until one fateful day. The ladies' restroom had a drop ceiling. I walked in and immediately noticed that the runner bar had sheared off the wall in one of the stalls. I cleaned the bathroom and would ask the office manager in the morning. I didn't have to. The next morning, I got a frantic call from the office manager telling me that a homeless guy fell through the bathroom ceiling, hit his head on the toilet, and was being taken out by the ambulance. She told me that he was able to get into the building and build himself a home in the crawl space above the ladies' bathroom. Oh boy. Officials told her that he had been living there for months. I was absolutely shocked and remembered a few things. I had always felt that someone was watching me and that broken runner bar. Yes, I told the office manager about the runner bar and it dawned on me. The homeless guy was using it as a ladder to boost himself up every single night. So after I heard this version of the story from Steve, I had to ask, Steve, what happened to the homeless man? So he reassured me, the man did survive the toilet trauma, and the office had forced the therapist to keep the doors locked from that point on. So he did survive. Oh, and they also removed the drop ceiling and replaced it with sheetrock. And the other good news is that nobody was in the bathroom or on the toilet when the homeless man fell. So my original hearing of the story was that Steve was cleaning the bathroom when the homeless man fell through. I thought that was just absolutely hilarious and scary all at the same time. But hearing the real version, it's still funny. I mean, you're cleaning a bathroom and you don't know that there's someone watching you. That's creepy for sure. But then just the thought of a guy just falling through the ceiling. Things that you will see, hear, and find out in the cleaning business. I recorded this story 2 years ago because I talk about honoring your gift, how I screwed this up the first time around with my GE engineering job and how it turned into a lot of pain, and that I recognized that I was about to repeat this cycle again with my cleaning business and trying to turn the page to another side business too soon and not honor the gift of the cleaning business. I really want you to grasp how important it is for you to appreciate, to honor, and to be grateful to those that have been given much, much is expected, and much is required. Pour your energy and effort and praise and thanksgiving into those things that you already have, because you don't get more. You're not trusted with more until you can be honest and honor the things that you already have. So here you go. Check this story out. Honor the gift. I just want to bring you back to a time that I hope you can relate to, because the person I am now is one that's been trialed by fire. There is a time in 2005 when I was living large. Not like crazy money, but I was living large. I was a big time engineer for General Electric in upstate New York, and you know, I'm newly married, had my first baby. I was going to move into management, or so I thought. My wife had started this little dinky cleaning company on the side, but you know, whatever, we'll take some extra money. We had two other companies on the side of the full-time job because we were going to earn our freedom. We were going to make a whole lot of money in the GE thing and also in our business thing and eventually earn our freedom and just have an awesome life. That turned out to be quite a fantasy, because what I didn't realize in my thick skull was that I was being graded year after year at GE. I knew it. They told me, but I didn't believe it. I felt invincible. So this story is for anyone that has a job that's transitioning into a cleaning company, or you have a cleaning company and you really want to get out of your cleaning company. I'm going to tell you the right way and the wrong way. I'll tell you the wrong way first. It's what I did. Okay. I believe that everything we have is a gift from God. Now, whether you're a believer, not a believer, just hear me out. I believe everything is given to us as a gift. And when you get a gift, it's Christmas coming up. When you get a gift, you're supposed to take care of it because it honors the person that gave you the gift. And so I had a gift of a really great job as an engineer. I wasn't honoring that gift. I was coming in late, leaving early, talking on the phone while I was at work because I was doing my business. We had three side businesses again. And because of my dishonor of the gift that I had got, pretty much all four of them almost went dead. On October 30th, 2005, I was at my desk. Ken, would you please come with me? It was HR. I'm like, okay, sure. I go up to the office. I'm sitting down with them. Like, I haven't been up to HR. Like, what's happening? I was so oblivious. He's tiptoeing. He's using people skills. He's got security. I'm like, what's going on? Ken, we're going to be letting you go. Your performance has slipped. We've tried year after year to correct your performance. We know you're doing other stuff on the side and you don't want to be here. It's obvious. We're letting you go. And when I heard this, I didn't even believe it, because I was invincible. Big shot engineer. I met this chairman of the board. I met the chairman of the company, Mr. Jack Welch, when I first got to GE. I was a stock options guy. Invincible. You can't fire me. My world came crashing down and I went rock bottom. I left that day with no job, a stay-at-home wife with no income. We went from good money to zero, and we had $170,000 in debt. We owed a lot of people, over 30 different companies we owed money to, and we were 5 hours away from our family, upstate New York, Philadelphia area. So that's kind of where we were at that point in time. And you fast forward, we went through a lot of hard times. The first 3 years, I mean, can you relate to this? Trying to make it home from a cleaning job and you have no gas left in the car, and you're looking for change on the side of your vehicle, underneath the seat, just so you can get 30, 40, 50 cents a gas just to make it home. Now, I had my son for the weekend. My wife went out with her family, I believe. I wanted to take him to a movie. I had done a job, a cleaning job, and I was just like, please, please, please let that check be in the mail. Please let it be in the mail. Because if it was in the mail, I could cash it right away and be able to take my son to a movie. And you know what? The check was there. We made it to the bank before noon on a Saturday. Cashed it. I haven't cashed a cleaning check in years, but I cashed that sucker. We took like $15, which was treating us like kings then, and bought a movie ticket, Shrek 2 or Shrek 3. And we watched the movie, got a popcorn. I mean, goodness, we lived in a house. Let's just say there was crime not that far down. Lots of crime. So I'm sure all of you have moments like this. You have a story of hardship. So the message I want to share from my story to you is when you have a gift, honor the gift, okay? I believe that if you are in a job, full-time job, and you have a dream to become a cleaner and have your own cleaning business, honor your job. If you honor your job, things will go well in your business, okay? If you dishonor your job like I did, things would go probably bad in your business because my cleaning business wasn't going great in the beginning either. But when I corrected the dishonor, as a believer, I asked for forgiveness. I said, I was an idiot, God, please forgive me. And from there, things got right. Okay. We became obedient. I've been doing my best to honor every gift that comes my way. On the other side, if you own a company, if you own a cleaning company right now, but you don't want to be there anymore, you're working too much, you want to be out of the field, or you want to just move on to something else, honor the cleaning business. Honor that gift. Please honor it. Pour everything in your heart into it. Because once you pull away and start dishonoring that, the business will disintegrate. So always put your best into your business and something else will appear. Okay? And that's whether you're a person of faith or not. So I wanted to pull you inside of my story just a little bit more and just share that all the stuff that comes from me is all these awesome things are happening, but there's times that it was not good for us. I'm telling you, we used to recycle cans to get $2 to go get one slice of pizza so my wife and I could share it for a date. I mean, come on, right? If I can do it, you can do it. Honor your gift. Well, I hope you found that story enlightening, impactful. I hope that it helped to set your heart straight about what you are currently doing for income full time. Or maybe it opened up some doors to other things that you might be dishonoring. So I encourage you to really take a look at yourself in the mirror. Take a look upon your heart and identify those areas that you need to change from dishonor to honor. And let's make 2020 the year of honor, the year of vision, and the year that you have the most significant strides forward in your life and in your family. Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening to Solo Cleaning School. Class is dismissed.